Shikora winning race 5 at the Valley yesterday under Lachlan King, who had a really good book of rides, and he made the most of his opportunity for Lindsay Park yesterday, notching his first Metro double, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Lachie. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Great to have you aboard. Hey, approaching the turn, you seemed to be absolutely cruising, but you just needed a little out and you had a bit of traffic in front of you. What were you thinking? Were you a little bit concerned that you might not just get that break?
Yeah, look, I just was running out of luck, and if you go back to our replays, that horse has just had a lot of luckless runs over its campaign, so I was really worried that it was going to have another one, but she was travelling a lot stronger than anything else around me, so I thought I had plenty of horse to be able to push anything out of the way. And obviously I had Pain to sell to my outside, and she sort of got her nose in the gap, and then she forced her run there, and then I sort of pressed the button and it was all over.
You had a really good, as I mentioned, you had a really good book of rides yesterday, and you capitalised on that. How did the opportunity come about? Obviously, you've done a bit of riding for David Hayes and the team there, but with Freddie Kersley indisposed, were you able to pick up some of the rides that he may have had?
Yeah, I think that's how it really works. I do a bit of work for Lindsay Park up at Euroa, and you know there's rides consistently coming through, but with Freddie Kersley being suspended, obviously they wanted to optimise the 3 kilo claim, so I didn't hesitate to put me on, and I was wrapped that I was able to get a double for him, so it was good.
Lachie, tell us how important it is for an apprentice jockey to get a Metropolitan double at this time of year, because you know it is, we're in that sort of off season between the autumn and the spring carnivals. Apprentices, if they get on a little roll, could be a really, really financial and a great winning time for you.
Yeah, I think it's very beneficial, being able to just gain that momentum. Obviously, I think coming out of the spring, a lot of the leading trainers are tossing up sort of who to put on in terms of like the next apprentice coming along, and Hayes has stuck by me the whole way through, so it's good to be able to, you know, keep sweet with them and also hopefully just get my name in the spotlight a bit. And obviously, yeah, like you said, it's very financial-wise, but you can make a lot of money over the next few months, and I think I'm in the right position to get a few more winners anyway.
Lachie, you touched on Shikora, you know, inverted commas, travelling strongly. I was watching the race live, and I know she had a number of hard runs and a wet track run, which she didn't seem to handle. And I just thought, as I say, watching it live mid-race, is she overdoing it? Maybe she's at the end of her prep, but even though she looked a bit keen, as you say, you didn't think she was overdoing it?
No, I believe you're probably right. I think she was overdoing it. She didn't settle the entire run. She was sort of getting her head up in the air, and the pace really slackened down the back, but like the way she was travelling, she probably shouldn't have finished off the way she did, because I thought she would have, she was just racing too keenly. I thought the tank was going to be empty when I got to the straight, but like I said, she's probably had a few luckless runs, so she's probably had a lot easier runs leading up to that, because she probably hasn't been let off the bridle as much as everyone probably thinks she has, but yeah, look, I think she's still progressive. She's got a $100,000 race to her name now, so hopefully they toss up whether to put her up in the paddock or maybe give her another one, but that'll be good.
Lachie, just away from your winners, just a quick word on Notation and Smart Alyssum, who are both in the market and ran third.
Yeah, Smart Alyssum, I probably just exposed him a bit too early, but the win was way too good. I thought Craig Williams' horse from Adelaide was definitely the one to beat, but it whipped around me very, very quickly. And Notation, just a bit flat coming in the straight. Fought on well, but it'll probably go to the paddock now.
All right, now off to the Latrobe Valley today for a few rides. Can you find us a winner there?
Oh, it's going to be a bit hard to say. I think there's plenty of value there, but no, I wouldn't be too confident in tipping anything today.
Oh, good on you, mate. Congratulations once again for notching your first Metro double yesterday. Onwards and upwards from here. Great to see you riding in town and punching home a few winners. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.